He's been the man behind the mic since Rich Brooks was coach, and Autzen drew 31,000 people to see Long Beach State. Even his Twitter handle tells the story because it's at Voice of the Ducks. Jerry Allen joins us. Jerry, how are things?
You know, they're good, and you know why they're good. It's a few days after a big win over a team that fans just don't like down here.
Yeah, I had trouble noticing that, especially all week long. So I got to ask you, while it's not quite Kenny Wheaton's going to score, but after Dylan Mitchell's touchdown, what's the inspiration for stutter stop, stutter stop, stutter stop score?
You know, sometimes I don't know what comes out of my mouth, and that's one of those times. After I did it, I thought, that was stupid. What did I just say? But yeah, you're trying to find the right words to describe what a guy's doing, and that just popped into my mind.
No, it was great because he did. He juked three different guys with a stutter stop and went to the game and went to the house, and it was a big one. You know, speaking of Mitchell, early in the season, there was kind of a lot of talk about maybe receiver by committee with Johnson, Jalen Redd. You know, that's nice in theory, but how important has it been for Justin Herbert and the offense that they now know Dylan Mitchell is their money guy? When they need it, he's come through.
It's a lot more important than I thought it would be at the beginning of the season. I was kind of one of those guys that thought it was, you know, there's a value in having, three or four different guys that you never knew where the ball was going to go. And Jorgie kept telling me, no, you've got to have a go-to guy. And then seeing Dylan Mitchell and what he's done and realizing that defenses now have to worry about him, that means their best guy is going to be taken up, and that does loosen up other guys. So it's been critical, I think, for Justin Herbert to get into a rhythm because he knows he's got that guy.
You know, I've been here since 1990. I know that was then like your third season calling games, and, you know, from Brooks to Bilotti to Chip and, the three coaches now in 3 years. And we know Mario Cristobal is a great player, a highly successful assistant. But what strikes you about him that makes you and a lot of other people believe he's just the guy right now, the right guy to lead this program?
Well, he's just such a good, solid person. I don't know how to better explain it. I mean, he's so genuine with everything he says. He believes, he feels. He's a straight-shooting guy. I think he's a guy that doesn't say, hey, you get three strikes, strike one, two, and three, and then you're out. It's draw the line in the sand. My team's on this side. You cross that line, and you're not part of our team. And I think his team respects that. He's surrounded himself with some really impressive coaches, but I'm impressed with him. When I hear him talk, this doesn't sound like a coach talk, and it sounds, you know, like a leader talking. I don't know if that makes sense, but I just believe it.
No, that makes a lot of sense. I actually agree. We continue with Jerry Allen. One thing that you alluded to, that he makes no bones. What he expects is not a mystery. And we saw against Cal, Hockey Woods negated a 3-and-out with a taunting penalty, and he was steaming when he talked with Joey at halftime. I mean, Jerry, you've called more than 400 games. You ever experience a coach that livid flatly saying, I ain't having that, and he wasn't kidding?
No, not anywhere close to that. I mean, we've had coaches say, hey, we don't put up with that, we don't do that, you know, that's not us. But that came from his heart, from his gut. He was really upset about that because they put so much effort in during the week to teach these kids and to coach these kids the right way to do it. And then when they don't do it the right way, that blatantly, it really steams you. It's like a father when you tell your kid, don't do wrong, and your kid goes out and does wrong, and it's like, wait a minute, this is not acceptable, you know? You don't throw out those, well, he's my kid, I'll correct him, we'll fix things. No, he feels it, and I was happy to see that, and that kind of gives people an idea of where he is.
Yeah, it also, there's no surprise when he drops the hammer. It's like, oh, we've seen this before. Penei Sewell, he wasn't playing well for a freshman. I mean, that's left tackle, and this kid was already a force. We now know he's injured. While the position is deep, we saw Throckmorton move over there in the Washington win. What's been the word around the team this week about their ability to kind of offset losing such a key player right now?
Well, you know, it's a family. It's only time a member of your family, and that offensive line's a family. They're a group of guys, and then you hurt for them and you miss them. But I think one thing that Coach Cristobal has been able to do is build some depth in that offensive line that he believes in, and more importantly, the other guys believe in. So Jake Capra, who's played some, Brady Aiello, who's played some, these guys have got experience, and so that when they get a chance to get in, it's not like we hope this guy can do it. They believe he can do it. And I thought they did that in the second half, and particularly late in that ball game against Washington. In that decision to run the ball for the score, they were going to go it again. They were not going to kick a field goal. They were going to go again because they believed in those guys, even without Penne in there. So I think they've got depth that they honestly, truly believe in.
You know, on the defensive side, as we continue with the voice of the Ducks, Jerry Allen, sometimes the numbers tell a story, like 2016. Last year, they rose up the charts, first year under Jim Levitt, and this year, they're even better. And Jerry, I know this might sound simplistic. They just look better. Accurate to say, for the most part, they just look like they're in the right spots and are acting as more of a cohesive unit.
Well, I think they are because they've got another year under their belt with a coaching staff, and they trust each other. And I think they learned last year that if they'll allow themselves to be coached, that they get better. I hear that from the guys from last year. We got better because we believed our coaches. So I think this is a more experienced team, even though there's still some youth on it. And so last year's experience was like, wow, okay, work on the fundamentals. Put the time in, do the film, listen to the coaches, and maybe that's the right thing to do. And for whatever reason, this group of guys, and I think leadership has a lot to do with it. Ugochukwu, Amadi, and Troy Dye, Jalen Jux, those guys have made it a point to be the coaches of this team when other coaches aren't there. And I think it's showing up. And so the experience last year was a positive, wow, we can be pretty good, let's get better.
You know, I'm happy you brought up Dye because I've gotten some one-on-one time with him the last 2 years. I mean, he beyond the heart and passion he plays with, he's got a great sense of humor. I mean, he really seems to be there for his teammates. I mean, during your time here, we've seen Rule and Asher and Gangreen and Sermon and Matthews, Kiko, and on and on and on. This team has a real rich tradition at linebacker. How do you think history's going to end up treating Troy Dye among the great Ducks?
Well, I think he'll be another one of those guys added to that list. See, if you mentioned some remarkable players that had impact for Oregon and made those teams what they were, I think Troy Dye is going to be added to that list. You know, some guys just have that, I don't know, call it an it factor. They've got something that makes them better on the field, not just their size or just not their personality, but their football science, and he's got that. And so it allows him to do some things that other guys his size don't do. And so that's why I think he'll be added to that list. He's going to be a great player. I mean, he's 6'4", 225 now. As a junior, he'll gain another 8 to 10 pounds probably, and then by the time he gets to the NFL, he'll be a stud. Not that he isn't already.
Yeah, and to think he was a safety in high school.
Last point,
this week's game, Washington State, because of the success each has had, suddenly it's almost like an elimination game. The loser looks like they're done in the North. So what's been the word among the guys and the coaches about, you know, the magnitude of this road test and some of the challenges these Cougars present?
Well, first of all, how cool is it that Northwest, Northern Division, is the one that all eyes are on now for the Pac-12. It's not USC, although they're coming on, not UCLA or Stanford or anybody else. It's Washington, Washington State, and Oregon. I love that aspect.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But this Washington State, this is a really good football team. They're a scary football team. They throw the ball all over the field, but they don't just throw it all over the field. It's the way they do it. They're so effective at it. And if you're not disciplined, they are going to mess with you, and that's the thing that Minshew does. Gardner Minshew is. He kind of reminds me of Jeremiah Masoli. He's not a big guy. He's only 6'2", but he's about 225, and he's got a good arm. But he's really smart. And their passing game is a little bit like a run game. Quick passes, get rid of the ball, don't give the defense and sack you or knock the ball down, and then get the ball in space. Leach's teams have done that so well, and this is another great example. And then their defenses, they're going to stunt around. And if the offensive line is not really patient and efficient with what they do, you're going to see penalties. And then it's first and 15, and that leads into what they want. So a scary game, and game day's there. Holy cow, you remember the days when Oregon was finally getting recognized and how much better it made them and the fans. It's going to be that kind of game.
Yeah, it is. Folks, he's Jerry Allen. He'll be on the road the next couple weeks at Pullman and at Tucson. Of course, he'll be alongside Jorgie with Terry and Joey as part of the call on the Oregon IMG Network. And then we'll be back when that chipper fellow comes to town. But Jerry, we really appreciate your time. It's great catching up. You travel safe, my friend, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Steve. Always enjoy it. Go Ducks.
All right. Have a good one.